You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
This is the alternative media, exposing government corruption, defending our suspended constitution, demanding the rights of we the people, broadcasting the truth the puppet media dare not report. Long live liberty and death to the new world order. Prepare yourself. This is the alternative media.
Hello and welcome to the Alternative Media. This is your Saturday broadcast where we discuss current events, politics, disinformation, lies, deceit, and propaganda, the mainstream, corporate-owned puppet media, and the fact that the federal government of the United States no longer has any reason whatsoever of representation of we the people. It is Saturday, April 24th, 2021. We're an hour two of the broadcast and doing it by phone, having difficulty today, unfortunately, with computer and internet, so bear with me. I'm going to be taking phone calls this hour, 512-248-8252. I wanted to put my plug in, you know, support RBN. If you enjoy this broadcast, I ask for nothing. Donate to RBN, the work of John Statmiller, the great staff, and I apologize for the audio being less than perfect today. Actually, it just kind of rounds out a full week, actually, to be honest with you. But I wanted to get this in because I didn't see this in mainstream media anywhere. What's the source? Breitbart in the story. The U.S. State Department announced on Monday that it will post do not travel guidance covering 80% of countries worldwide because of the coronavirus. Yeah. More than 1 year after the China-originated virus spread around the world. There are, in addition to the 34 countries out of the 200 countries that the State Department already has on level 4 do not travel list, some of the 34 countries include Chad, Kosovo, Kenya, Brazil, Argentina, Haiti, Russia, and Tanzania. I'm not going to run down the whole list, but 80% represents about 130 countries in all. So the government of the United States is telling you that the coronavirus is so bad that, you know, do not travel to 80% of the countries worldwide. And, of course, you know, I don't know about you guys in your neck of the woods, but here, even though your local media tries to fan the flames of the super scare tactics, that it's, you know, it's, I think they're saying third wave now here. I'm not sure. But You don't hear of anybody. I don't know of a single person that's supposedly sick with the coronavirus and have it for a long time. So, I mean, we are seeing a mass manipulation of society on a grand scale, and they're getting away with it for the most part. I mean, I know there's pockets of resistance and there's people here and there, but people are going to be faced, if they haven't already, with, do you want to keep your job? Get the vaccine so you can have the vaccine passport. Do you want to come into this building to shop? Get the vaccine so you can have your vaccine passport. I mean, I've got the story right here in front of me where Biden is saying that he's going to leave it up to the corporations to, if they demand a vaccine passport. And, of course, they're going to, the big ones, and they're crushing all of the small ones out of existence as we speak. And like I said, small business in this area can't hire people because the government pays them more not to work. So, I mean, because of, and using the justification of that as coronavirus, when we know what the effect is going to be, just the complete crippling of middle-class America, which is the goal, obviously. I mean, it's not rocket science to see through what is happening here. And if you need a clearer picture, just mosey on over to one of your neighboring cities that have a great big hospital and talk to how these people have completely, I mean, I even talked to a CNA that was questioning this and that and this and that, and then I was telling her that, you know, I'm not going to get the vaccine. And she'd already got it. She's like, I didn't have to get it, but I went ahead and got it because I felt so pressured by, you know, my work establishment to get it. And she said, they're going to mandate it anyway. So I just went ahead and done it. So that is the mindset of the people working in the healthcare industry, unfortunately. All right, we're going to go to the phones, and I'm glad to see callers, because sometimes when you're out, it seems like your callers drop off some. But again, I thought Richard done a great job setting in for 2 weeks. And again, thank you, Richard, for doing that. Tom in Florida, then we got Art and Paul coming up. Tom, how are you doing? What is on your mind today?
Well, yeah, Richard, I'm glad to have you back. I got a little horse race, but yeah, I'm glad to have you back. And Richard did do a great job. He's a great host, man. So, guys, on the show. You too, guys. What I got to say, Richard, is it's MS-13. Why don't we stick them all in Washington, D.C., Richard? Bring all these gang members, the MS-13, and put them right there in Washington, D.C. It might be better. Put them there than what we got in Washington right now. They want to make that a state. They want to make that a state for the demon rats. Let's bring all these gang members over, 40,000 MSN, right? MS-13 right into Washington, D.C., Richard. Let me think about that. I mean, Darren? Yeah. Darren?
Well, it's incredible. You know, I've got the story in front of me where Biden is flying these illegal aliens, I mean, all over the country. I think Breitbart ran that story. Of course, it doesn't get any mainstream news coverage, but it is... it is just incredible what we are witnessing.
Darren, okay, now here's what I want to get to, Farron. I hope everybody in your listening audience listens or they read the story. A blonde-haired white woman in New York was punched in the face 6 months ago by an MS-13 gang member. And I guess she was going out with the guy. In Rhode Island, actually, this was Long Island. Punched her in the face, and then she puts a restraining order. He puts a hit on her. There's five of them. They take her. They beat her to death there with a baseball bat. And then they take machetes and cut her arms off. And here's the story. It's on Breitbart and Mad Drudge right now. Okay? They hacked her. They cut her arms off from the elbows. Okay? And they didn't even talk about what they did to her limbs on her leg. They threw her in the trunk in a plastic bag. And yes, he's watching the whole thing go down there. The police busted them all with the woman's body in the trunk, wrapped in a burlap bag or whatever the bag they, or whatever they used. They actually caught them in the act of trying to dispose of the body. It's all over the news right now, sir. And this is what we got in our country.
I wasn't aware of that story, Tom.
You see the story, Karen?
No, I wasn't aware of that story, Tom.
Yeah, it was in Long Island. It's all over the news right now. You can check it out on the you'll see it later on today. Now, the border is the same way. There's so many murders on that border. It's unbelievable. Through fentanyl, through drugs, it's horrendous what's going on. And this bumbling, dirty Irishman wants to flood our country with this nonsense. That guy, the military needs a coup, this idiot, because he's going to destroy the country without a question. It's going to be the annihilation of this country if we don't wake up. And one more thing, Karen, I'll let you go. You got other callers. Yesterday, I Matt Drudge, the sludge, the schmuck, on the Schmucks News Network and Newsmax and Breitbart, Aaron, they talked about how white women and white men who are liberal basically have more problems, but much, much greater chance of having mental health problems, a liberal. And that's all. And that's reported to you by Matt Drudge. So a person who's basically a white with all this licky, kissy, touchy, feely nonsense, liberalism, that have most of the time, by the time they're 60 years old, they all go nuts. And go figure that one out. And that's what. And you know what, Ben? I say one more thing. Bring all these illegal aliens right into Delaware. Bring them right into whatever the big city, Burlington in Delaware, whatever the city is in Delaware, and bring them right there to Washington, D.C. That's where they should be spacing, right there. It's probably better what they got in there. So those states are gone. And they want to turn D.C. into a state for what? 85% of the Washington, D.C. is Afro-American. They're figuring it out. You think they'll ever have a chance to turn that to a conservative area? I don't think so. So, That's all I basically have to say. Thank you for taking my call. I'm glad you're back. Anyway, how about we all feel well because times are getting tougher and tougher. So, that's all I basically have to say. But this illegal invasion, is definitely ruined this country, Farron. It's over for this country. And they stole this election because this is exactly why. They wanted to bring all these illegals in here. And that's why they took Trump out. They even stopped building the wall, Farron. Think about it. Unreal. Disgraceful. So, thank you. Have a great weekend. God bless. Good day.
Hey, thank you so much. Thank you so much, Tom. And, of course, you know, in the news this week, they're just openly saying it, of course, as Tom said, the statehood for Washington, D.C., attempting to pack the Supreme Court, go to, like, 13 justices. See, this is the thing. When the Democrats get power, they're willing to yield it and do something with it to achieve their agenda. But when the Republicans have power, they fight one another, disagree, won't stand with the president, oppose bringing the troops home, oppose building a wall, oppose really doing anything except just being a good little lapdog prostitute for the news media. It's really it's incredible where we find ourselves. It is totally incredible. We're going to go back to the phones. We got Art, Paul, Joe, and Tony coming up. Art, how you doing? Thanks for calling.
Hi, Farron. Been a while. You know, just start out, the story you were telling about, you know, getting people to realize the stupidity of the mask. I remember going back several months ago, whenever I'd go to the grocery store, and we'll get into that here in just a second, I'd always see every, you know, the plexiglass between the cashier and the customer, and after every customer, they're wiping down the belt, and they're wiping down the glass, and they're wiping down everything, and they're wearing their mask and their little rubber gloves, but they're not wiping down the money. And I always mention to them, you're going through all of these precautions, but I don't see you wiping down any of those bills or any of that change or anything like that, and you have no idea where any of that's been. Now, don't you feel real damn stupid? And they look at you like, yeah. Yeah, you're a bunch of idiots. But, you know, you talk about closing down. Our local, over here in Washington, we have a little under 10,000 people in the entire county. Milo Grocery Store and Pizza Hut, of all places, closing down. Over here in Lincolnton, less than 7,000 people. Ingles, like you were talking about, the, you know, people not showing up for work, they closed their deli down. I asked them a couple days ago why they closed the deli down. They said because they can't get nobody to work. Nobody wants to work when you're when you can draw more on unemployment than you can for working, why go to work? This is all part of the plan, Farron. You know this as well as I do. And I don't know what it's going to take for these people to get this through their thick skull. We are going to be the new Venezuela.
Yeah. I agree.
It's pathetic. It really is pathetic. And you're right. The Democrats have no problem wielding their power. When they got it, they pushed their agenda through. You bet. You know, and this whole thing about there are 195, at my last count, there were 195 countries in this world. And they are warning against traveling to 100 or to 80% of them. That's 156 countries that they don't want you to go visit. Wasn't it like xenophobic when Trump wanted to, like, lock down on travel?
Yeah, that's a great point, yeah.
Isn't it amazing?
It is unbelievable.
How everything changes. Farron, I'm telling you, man. And here's another thing, too. This whole crap with the vaccine, you're right. It's going to get to the point you will not be able to go grocery shopping. You won't be able to go to the hardware store. You won't be able to go anywhere unless you got your passport, your vaccine passport. They're already doing it in New York. Out there in California, I believe it's L.A. or it might be San Francisco. One of them are working with creating a digital vaccine passport. Folks, it's coming. Now, here's my question, Farron. What are they going to do with people like me who have been prepping for 25 years for this very kind of thing? Maybe not exactly like what we're seeing, but people like me and people like you and other people who have been prepping in getting ready for something we didn't know exactly what. How are they going to deal with us when we don't play their game? I want to know what idiot they're going to get to come out here to my house with a needle to inject me with poison.
Well, Art, let me interject something there. I think one of their game plans is going to be they're going to say, well, sooner or later, they're going to have to go to the doctor or the dentist, or they're going to have to pay their property taxes, or they're going to have to renew their car registration. And it's going to be full circle to where when they say you can't buy or sell, that's exactly what they mean. And they're going to try to get us with every tool in the toolbox.
Yes, sir, they will. And one final thing, I'm not a religious man, folks. You guys that know me out there, you know I am not religion. I am not the man to preach. But for you Christians out there, I've got four words for you. Mark of the beast. Farron said it right there just a minute ago. You will not be able to buy nor sell lest ye have the mark. Anyway, Farron, good talking to you again.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Some great points. And it is, you know, people, there's a lot of great information out there. Like I was talking about Naomi Wolf and actually the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges had a broadcast. I'm not sure when it was, but it was airline stewardess. And she was telling that even when they fly into a state like Florida that doesn't mandate masks or whatever, the airlines is mandating that they still have to wear masks. And they better not post any pictures to social media with them closer than 6 foot to someone or without a mask on, and a whole litany of rules and regulations, no matter what state they're in, no matter what the laws of that state is, they are under the rules and regulations of their employer or they will be fired. Is Art still with me? No. Okay. So I just wanted to say that. Dave Hodges had done a show, and I'm just scratching the tip of the iceberg of what this airline stewardess said. And, you know, look at an airline. It's a Petri dish. You see how close they are. But the employees is under all of these restrictive mandates of their employer, or they'll be fired. So it matters not what the state laws are. Paul in New Jersey, thanks for calling, Paul. How you doing today?
Hello, Farron. Hey, Farron, for those enterprising people out there, there's going to be a lot of businesses for people who are vaccinated to make deliveries of food and purchase items to the unvaccinated. So there's potential lots of black market and, you know, grassroots businesses popping up out of nowhere just to accommodate each. And that's why I'm a skeptic on both sides. You know, I'm not vaccinated. I will not vaccinate. But I don't think it's going to be the mark of the beast. I don't think it's going to be anything that bad. In a sense, it's kind of good. It's fun to sit back and be jaded and just enjoy the show watching it. It helps. Well, I'm retired, but I'm so I don't have to partake in a lot of this. But as for me as an observer, I think there's lots of ways around a lot of this, and I think people should just chill out. I don't think it's going to be as bad as they say. I think they already know that at least a third of the population isn't going to be vaccinated, and they know that. And so I don't. That's too big a group of people who are not, who are customers. And in this capitalist economy we live in, it always comes down to money. And if you got the money, increasing the skids, and also we should be aware too. It's also expecting competency wherever you go. I mean, just look at the Texas power grid. So-called competent people doing competent things. And I'll hold. I hear the music.
hold for me. I got a question I want to ask you, and we got Joe, Tony, and Jay coming up. You're listening to the Alternative Media with Farron. Back in a moment.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited-time opportunity. Don't miss it. As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
All right, we're back on the Alternative Media Farron in the studio taking your phone calls. Hey, Paul, I want to let you continue, but I wanted to interject one question. What is your opinion? Now, it's just my prognostication, and sometimes I'm right and sometimes I'm wrong. I don't claim to be infallible. But what is your thoughts on my prediction that when this next, whatever they have coming around the corner, next wave or whatever, they're going to use to scapegoat and blame those that are refusing the vaccination? Do you think there could be any validity to that, or am I all wet? And then you can continue with your thoughts. Go ahead, sir.
No, I agree with you. There could be validity, but it's going to go on deaf ears. You know, a lot of people who are getting vaccinated are going to find out it was a complete waste of time. They're going to find out it didn't do anything for them. It's going to still mean many of them are still vaccinated and walking around with masks on, so it didn't even get them out of the mask. So I think the mask vaccine receivers are going to turn on the those promoting vaccinations. And with all these things, I think people are entering the stage of fatigue. If they haven't been fatigued 6 months ago, they're going to get tired of this eventually. you know. And also what's going to happen, too, is even the people in blue states like, you know, New Jersey, they're going to see what's going on in Florida. And they're going to say, why are the people in Florida having school without masks? Why are the people in Florida walking around without masks? Why do we have to wear masks? And I just think there's going to be a fatigue with all of it. And I just know the history of, like, what? Of just human incompetence.
There's a lot of fatigue now.
Exactly. And so that's why it's important that people get out there and serve as examples of just not going along with a program, not wearing a mask. Like I said, I'm retired. I don't go many places. When I'm out in public, I don't wear a mask. You know, I live in New Jersey, and I'd say about 40% of the people walking around the streets in my city, they're wearing masks. Just on breezy days, too. It's ridiculous. But I'm not going to try to convert other people of their personal health beliefs. You know, everybody has their beliefs about health, about diet. And I just think, like, trying to beat them over a stick or try to, like, talk them in or out of their views is just not something I want to get involved in, and I don't think it's productive. But I think this is going to eventually just, you know, people are going to get fatigued, and we're going to transition away from this. You know, it's the mania of 2020, you can call it.
Well, there may be a lot of truth to that. I can tell you, Paul, I engaged them at the hospital. Everybody I could get into a conversation, and it's just like when you talk to ministers about religious beliefs. If it's contrary to their beliefs, they just don't like it. They just don't want to hear it, and that's what I experienced for the most part. And the fatigue is not only going to come, but there's a lot of people that's fatigued now. I mean, I've talked to waitresses that have to wear the mask all day while they're serving people that don't have a mask on because they're eating. Some of these restaurants, you have to wear a mask till you're seated. I mean, I've even seen the pictures of high school students where they're playing in band, but they've cut the mouth part out so they can play their flute or whatever, but yet they're still wearing a mask. And, you know, some sporting events for schools like tennis, they're telling them they have to wear a mask where, you know, they're on one side of the court all by themselves. They're 30, 40 feet from the nearest person. It's completely ridiculous. Hey, Paul, I got one more question for you. Caitlyn Jenner for governor of California, your thoughts?
That's for the people of California to decide. But stick with the name. Don't go into the program. Just call him Bruce Jenner. Don't deconstruct. He's born Bruce Jenner. He's always going to be that guy in the Wheaties box for us, Farron. I don't accept this new abomination. If he had any dignity, he would have committed suicide. Yeah.
You know, it's hard. Occasionally, I catch chips. And, you know, like I guess like the last season, Bruce Jenner was on there. It's really hard to believe. I'm not sure I still quite have 100% came to grips with the Bruce Jenner that I grew up. I remember that Wheaties box. I wonder what an original one of them unopened is worth these days. It may have no value. I don't know. But that,
one last thing.
Go ahead.
No, I just said I think this is a cautionary tale for all males. Do not go get any kind of reconstructive or plastic surgery because I think they inject these guys with a feminizing hormone so the skin is more flexible. I think this is what happened to Michael Jackson, too. And I think a lot of these people, they get addicted to the procedure and the surgery because of the drugs and the euphoria of the surgery. And they go back for these surgeries. And I think that's what affected them.
Oh, yeah, well, yeah. The transformation of some of these people, like Michael Jackson or Bruce Jenner, is it's hard to believe that I've grown up and this is the world. But hey, thank you so much, Paul. Thank you so much. I want to put this in right quick. The Biden administration is demanding that a court order Christian physicians and faith-based hospitals to do body mutilations, also called transgender surgeries, on patients when they're told to do so. Coming up on a break, we'll be back. Joe, Tony, Jay, we're going to get to everyone. Stay with me.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with
We're back on the Alternative Media Fan in the studio, taking your phone calls for the rest of the broadcast, 512-248-8252. We're going to go to Joe in Indiana, patiently holding. Joe, thanks for calling. What's on your mind today?
Hi, good morning, Farron, and welcome back. I'm glad you're in good health. We missed you, and your fill-ins were wonderful. I just wanted to let you know. They did a great job. But 2 points I wanted to make. Number one, here in Indiana, I heard on the news the last couple of days that people, and Paul brought up a great point. I'm glad I could follow up with him. People are already not showing up for their appointments to get the shots. And so maybe that fatigue is already setting in. But I am noticing that people that have had the shot are now very, they've heard from other people about the complications that really occur. And I'm in the healthcare industry. I'm in medicine. And I can't tell you how many people have had it. I'm very saddened by a lot of the people that I knew and really respect as far as their knowledge in medicine went ahead and got those shots. But some of the nurses have confided in me in some of the situations, the complications they had. One nurse in particular, she had a situation occur where she ended up in the hospital for a month, and her intestines, her small intestines and large intestines, when they did the surgery, were literally shredded. She had the CDC come in, and they paid for all of her medical bills, and she's on a watch program where they monitor her. Every time she has an appointment with the doctor, a CDC representative has to come in and be a witness. She's not allowed to pay for anything. I found that very, very interesting. But she almost died from this thing, and other people have complained about multiple complications. But the listeners probably are aware of this, but there's a doctor that he's living in Germany. He's an American, and he's got a very good description of what happens when you get injected with this and what actually happens on the microscopic level, like literally what happens in your bloodstream. And he talks about these complications. And all these complications, he lists about six or seven of them, all are blood clotting. He calls them severe thrombotic events. And it's very, very true because in my own family, I have a cousin that who's a physician, and he went ahead and got the shot. And he's I just found out yesterday he suffered a mild stroke. And that's what's happening. You're getting this clotting on a microscopic level in your brain. And I've heard other people talking about tremendous headaches, a lot of vomiting or dizziness, you know, and some people have fainted. So anyway, those are the two biggie things, but you could look them up. I've failed to get this doctor's name, but he gives a very, very good description. He takes his time doing it. And lastly, my wife is a nurse at a military academy, and these kids have been forced to wear their mask, and she's noticing because these kids wear the same mask every day, day in and day out, they're starting to have this increase in colds throughout the campus. So these kids breathing in these masks all day long in their classes and even outside and wearing the same mask is just building up all the bacteria, and they're coming in with all these respiratory issues, and it's not COVID. I mean, my wife tests these kids once a week, and I think they only have one case a kid tested positive, and that's it. But that's pretty much it, Aaron. Thank you, sir. You know, thank you very much for just letting me speak. I appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate the information, Joe. And back to something that I said earlier last hour, truthunmasked.org, these nurses are reporting that people that have been vaccinated are giving people that are not vaccinated a variety of complications, such as 10-year-old girls. Now, I'm just reporting what I watched in the videos, and I urge everyone to go there and check it out for yourself. But that, like, 10-year-old girls that's not been vaccinated, but their parents have been vaccinated, are starting to have their periods, weird bruising showing up on them, just a variety of complications. Now, I can't verify this to be true or not. This was the first I'd heard of it, but it was not just one nurse. It was a variety of nurses that were making videos about strange occurrences that they had seen in unvaccinated people that were around vaccinated people. So, you know, I say this a lot of times on this broadcast, sometimes it's hard to get your foot really on the solid ground of where the truth lies. But, you know, and Joe, I'll get your opinion. I'll give you the last word, then we'll go to Tony and Jay. But, I mean, okay. In a situation like this, if this is just, you know, a bad flu, and I know people disagree widely on what actually is going on here, but to even create a vaccine for something that has this high of a recovery rate is completely insane. So we have to know that there is some other agenda at work here, and it is leading to these COVID passports, which is not a paper passport. They're making it digital. And as Art was saying, I could perceive where they'd say, oh, you know, we're not cleaning the money. The money's got to go. We've got to go to a digital currency. And then we are just a couple of steps away from a full-blown, complete control grid tyranny that could happen quite quickly. I'll give you the last word, then we'll get to Tony and Jay, and we got Michael in New York coming up.
Yeah, I really agree, Farron. It's really disturbing because it's not so much the mandate from the states, because here in Indiana, we don't have a real mandate. In fact, they lifted the mask mandate, but still many of the businesses are having, are requiring masks before you enter into their facilities. But I think the whole thing, I think it's a corporate oligarchic tyranny. I think I really am very becoming more and more negative towards these corporations, because I'm seeing this happen in my own industry. Some of our county hospitals are being bought out by this medical group called Northwest Medical Group. And they're the ones with all their restrictions and trying to force. You can't really mandate to give this shot, because as everybody on RBN knows, it's an experimental. It's an experimental that was not approved by the CDC or the FDA, and they can't make you do that. And people have to be aware of that. I will say this. I really, really appreciate RBN. I really appreciate RBN. The knowledge that I have acquired, and I'm able to really talk to people on a very deep level about this. And I would say 80%, I'd say about 80% of what I know is because of RBN and you people like you. I have to compliment. And the listeners are very well versed on what's going on, and they just got to keep at it. But you got to resist. I tell people, you've got to push back. That's my comment, unless you have a question.
Hey, thank you so much, Joe. I'll move on, try to get everybody on. But what they're going to do is they're going to let the corporations be the enforcer, just like what I was talking about with the airlines and the insanity the airline stewardess are having to go through. It doesn't matter what state you're in. Okay, Tony, Chicago. Tony, how you doing? Then we got Jay and Michael coming up. We're going to have time for everybody. Tony, thanks for holding. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Farron, so happy you're back. I get to the chase here. I don't know if Tom from Dade County, Florida, mentioned this, but there's a video that I just posted under the COVID-19 hoax section of vaccinehoax.com. It's also on BitChute, got off of BitChute under the 99% channel, P-E-R, you know, spelled out, P-E-R-C-E-N-T. Well, you haven't broken in, I don't think he missed it. Guess what, man? It's on Channel 10, WPLG, one of the old stations that I had been on numerous times on TV going against the Haitians. That was the first one I ever got on there down south. Well, I'll get to the point. They're throwing out, they're showing a video at this dump on Cutler Bay. It's the nicest dump you ever see, probably the nicest dump in the country. It's right on the ocean down there. I can't believe there's not million-dollar mansions on it. Anyway, they're throwing out all over the place crates of brand-new ventilators. They're in the dump, unopened. Did he mention this?
No.
Yeah, you got to watch this thing. This will blow you away. Brand new ventilators, all them ventilators that we paid for, or you know, the Rothschilds printed up their bogus bonds, and the Chinese bought them, or the Federal Reserve bought them. Yeah, that the Rothschilds bought from the Treasury. Yeah, all kinds of them. They just threw them in the garbage. Because the whole thing's a fraud, and they didn't need any of them. It's just mind-boggling. So it's on BitChute under 99% channel, or vaccine hoax under COVID-19 hoax section. Anyway, Rick, we're going into a biometric police state. Okay, it's all out there. Rick Riles in the middle of the week. Did you hear about what Amazon is rolling out in Seattle?
No, sir.
Yeah, it's Rick Riles. I think it was Thursday. Yep. Big thing on it. Hand scanners in Whole Foods stores, they're testing them out to pay for your food. Hand scanners. So, you know, you just you stick to sign up, you stick your hand on, you know, on the scanner, and type a credit card number in, and then from now on, you know, you just walk right past the hand scanner, and it adds all up, you know, on the barcodes, adds all up, and hits your credit card. And that's a sign of things to come, and that's, you know, it's going to be rolled out with these vaccine passports. I can't believe people are not, you know, flipping out, and that's all going to be tied into the 5G. I just painted up a new sign that I tested out last night on my lawn here at my mother's house. Vaccine passports equals 666 New World Order Police State / 666 Mark of the Beast exclamation point. So it's raining today. But we'll be testing this out at one of these vaccine centers. I've been to three of them, but I've only been out six times. Okay, I wish I could get out there, you know, much more often, because I'm not going to go down. You know what I'm saying? without, you know, I have to watch my language. I really don't want to say without a fight, but without, you know, trying to stir up some, you know, some emotions here. You can't just let these Jews do this to us. We're going into a biometric police state. Go check out Rick Wiles. They're rolling it out through Amazon. They'll start, all the other corporations are going to start rolling this thing out, and then pretty soon, not only won't there be a cashier, which I could care less about, but they won't even have a self-checkout. Sign up for the hand scanner program or don't buy food, because that's the only way you're going to be able to pay. They're not even going to have a credit card, you know, processor to stick your card in. They want to do it through a hand. So, yeah, it's here. It's here. So, if people, I hate to say Paul in New Jersey are wrong, it's not going to just blow over. We're going into a hardcore biometric police state under the, you know, the Rothschild Jew out of Jerusalem. It's all there. It's a messianic age. Okay? There was one other thing I wanted to say. What? Go ahead.
Go ahead and say it, because I'm going to try to get everybody. Go ahead.
Okay, just, you know, what really, and I'll say it fast, you know, what just really blew me away about, you know, about that whole trial up in Minnesota, and you know my opinion, the whole thing's fake, but, what went along with it, did you see that video in Central Park or somewhere in New York City where you had the BLM, you had the blacks, and it could have been self-hating whites and Jews going at that restaurant yelling, screaming at them white people, some of which might have been Jews. I mean, you don't know, it's Manhattan's still full of Jews yelling, you know, get the F out, we don't want your money, no whites in New York. Did you happen to see that?
I did see some of that. Just incredible. Yeah. And then they had at George Floyd Park where, you know, if you're white and you went there, you had to basically, you know, accept being a third class citizen or something.
You know, that's how low we have stooped in this country. You know, I've never been in Manhattan. I'll never go to Manhattan. It's still our biggest city. You know, it's basically the whole entire city except for Manhattan, which is filled with Jews, and they're moving out is a no-go zone for whites. But, you know, that is still our largest city in the nation, and this is what's going on, that you have gangs of wild, savage Negroes and Jews and self-hating whites at restaurants telling white people to get the hell out. This is the depths that we have sunk. And I'm going to tell you something. You know, you see that, this what this BLM is doing, which is a total Jew-run group. You know, you really got to wonder, I mean, in this neighborhood here, this trash that lives in this neighborhood, in my mother's neighborhood that I'm being trapped in, that she refuses to move, and she's 93. That's the only, you know, these dopes, these white people have Black Lives Matter signs on their front lawns. You know, well, and then you have to wonder about these people. What is their problem? They can't see this, and they have that sign on their lawns. And you know, what about these so-called? Go ahead.
Let me jump off because I'm not going to get to Jay and Michael, and they.
Okay, I'll let you go. Thanks, Farron. I'm glad you're back. Okay, bye bye.
Hey, thank you so much. Also, Yahoo News ran a story this week. The Postal Service is running a covert operations program that monitors American social media posts, and they've even got the post office, according to this Yahoo News story, monitoring American social media. All right, Jay in Florida. Michael, we will get to you. Jay, thank you for holding. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to tell you about a bumper sticker I created, and it says, Joe Biden, making America racist again. Sort of a take on... Trump's Make America Great Again.
What is happening down there in Florida, Jay?
Actually, it's very normal here in Florida. I'm so lucky to be in the state of Florida. It's great. I mean, everything's open. You can go around, do whatever you want. I've been going to some of the gun shows that they've been having, and nobody wears a mask at all in the gun shows. So it's pretty good. You know, Florida's a great place to be. And I also wanted to talk about the Capitol murderer, the Negro officer who murdered Ashley Babbitt. Nobody wants his name to get out. And his name is Michael Leroy Byrd. That's Byrd, B-Y-R-D. So say his name. They don't want people knowing his name, and I'm trying to get his name out whenever I can. That's Michael Leroy Byrd, the murderer of Ashley Brown, or Babbitt.
Correct me if I'm wrong, because I haven't been able to stick so close to the news in the last 2 weeks, but didn't the local prosecutor say that the shooting was justified. I mean, there's not going to be any charges or anything.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, she was completely unarmed and was murdered in cold blood right there in our Capitol. And also, you know, the Capitol protest, they like to call it an insurrection, you know, right after that happened on January 6th, on January 8th, the New York Times had a headline about the Capitol police officer, Brian Sicknick. And the headline was, police officer killed by pro-Trump mob. And they stated that Officer Sicknick had died after being struck in the head with a fire extinguisher by violent Trump supporters, which was completely made up by the New York Times. Because as it turns out, you know, it took a long time for the D.C. medical examiner to release the results of his autopsy. And they stated, yep, without doubt, I'll stay on the other end.
All right, hold on. We'll wrap it up on this side, then we'll get to Michael back in a moment.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen plan to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
We're back on the Alternative Media Fair and in the phone call, last segment of the broadcast. Jay, let me give you the last word, and then we'll get Michael a few minutes, and thank you for calling.
Okay, I just wanted to say how the New York Times deliberately lied about the death of Officer Brian Sicknick. They completely made up the story that he was struck in the head with a fire extinguisher, and then They also said that, it wasn't a fire extinguisher, it was bear spray. Well, the medical examiner's report states that Sicknick suffered no injuries, internal or external, and he didn't have a reaction to bear spray. He basically had two strokes after that. So the only person that died or the only person that was murdered there was Ashley Babbitt, who was murdered by a Capitol Police officer, Michael Leroy Byrd, and two other people died of a heart attack and one from an amphetamine overdose. So that's it, all I got.
Thank you so much, Jay. Thanks for the phone call. Michael in New York, we've got about 4 minutes. They're yours. Go ahead.
Good morning, Farron. Hope all is well, sir. Great to hear you back. Regarding that shooter, Michael Byrd, just mentioned by the previous caller, I don't think he was a police officer, though. I believe he was security and under orders to shoot that woman, which was a setup. And what's surprising on that is Ashley Babbitt was apparently supposedly a vet, an Iraqi vet, I believe, at least three tours, if I remember right. A woman with that experience, there in that situation, you got two loser provocateurs breaking and smashing the window open. They don't go in. Two guys, two wussy guys, provocateurs. They said, and one had that hat on, a particular winter type hat, and the other one had a Gaston flag, if I recall right. They exchanged the tool, whatever that was, like a bowling ball, if I remember right, to smash the window right there while police are right around there at the same time. But those two guys don't go through the smash window. Ashley Babbitt does. That doesn't make any sense to me for an experienced war vet. But aside from that, getting back to the hand scanner, that's real interesting, but it's not clear from the caller if that was a hand scanner that ultimately is to read the hand, because he's mentioned credit cards, scanning credit cards, which they already do all that. But ultimately, it sounds like it's going towards where there will be an ID, some kind of digital marker, which I'm pretty positive will be a tattoo. A digital, an ink that holds memory, a digital type of ink. It's been around for almost 20 years now. And I think that's going to be their method to get it on the hand and then the forehead, and then scriptures fulfilled on that one. Regarding Brucina, Bruce Jenner, yeah, he got re-endorsed. Wheaties kicked him off when he went wacko and started wearing pink panties and wanted to be a woman. So he got re-endorsed on another cereal box, so I'm pretty sure it's Fruity Loops, if I remember right. So, Farron, you take good care, sir. There's some other info I'd like to follow up with you. When you get some time, you give me a call. I think you'll find it very interesting, and then I'd like to share it with your audience.
Okay, the only reason I didn't call was I wasn't sure if I would be out for a while, but I will absolutely do that. We're out of time for today. Apologize for the audio problem. Support RBN, and hopefully I'll be back next week. Everybody have a great weekend.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, domedan@hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.